The Walker County Tax Commissioner's Office in Rock Spring will close to the public today for renovations and repairs following substantial water damage from a burst pipe back in April. Most Tax Commissioner office staff will relocate to the Rossville office at 2012 McFarland Gap Road, which is open weekdays from 8 until 5. The Rock Spring office handles property tax payments as well as vehicle tags and titles. Officials say planning and zoning operations at the building are not expected to be disrupted. Lafayette police are recognizing three officers for their quick response and teamwork that led to an arrest in a prowling investigation. Officers responded August 13th to a report of a suspicious person captured on a homeowner's security camera. While two officers investigated the residence, Sergeant Hunt searched the area and located the man matching the homeowner's description. Officers reviewed the security footage and positively identified the suspect. Police say the video showed the man looking through the front door window, but he did not enter the home. The suspect was arrested and charged with criminal trespass and prowling. Chattooga County 911 is participating in a program designed to help first responders better assist residents with special needs. The program, called Logan's List, allows 911 dispatchers to help maintain information about residents where someone may have difficulty communicating during an emergency. The program can help responders better understand needs involving autism, cognitive or physical disabilities, limited verbal communication, PTSD, or sensory sensitivities. Participation is voluntary and the information is kept confidential and shared privately with responding personnel. If you want to enroll, call Chattooga County EMA at 706-857-3400. You can choose either option one or option two. Officials stress that registration does not replace calling 911 during an emergency. We've got more news coming up after this. A two-vehicle crash Saturday morning near the I-75 entrance ramp in Cloud Springs Road in Catoosa County sent a 20-year-old woman to the hospital. According to the Georgia State Patrol, a Lexus was stopped at the intersection when its driver turned towards the ramp and failed to yield to a Nissan traveling eastbound. The Nissan swerved but struck the passenger side of the Lexus, causing it to spin, hit a curb, and flip onto its roof. The Lexus then struck a guardrail before coming to a rest near the ramp. The Catoosa County Fire Department had to extricate the woman from the Lexus. She suffered a head injury that was not believed to be significant. A small earthquake was reported early Saturday morning in the Resaca community. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a magnitude 2.4 earthquake struck just before 5 a.m. at a depth of about 5.6 miles. Gordon County Emergency Management Agency Director Courtney Taylor says no damage was reported following the earthquake. Details on all of these stories on our website. Check it out, discoverwalker.com. Join us tonight for the Rambler Coach's Corner from Queens City Scoops in Lafayette, beginning at 6 o'clock. You can hear it here on Georgia 93.7. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.